BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we've got a new famous person started work at the Radio 1 office, and I'm buzzing.
Yeah, I get nervous when you talk about people that work here also, because we've got this horrible situation where obviously we're in a studio here, but they could come in at any moment and give us evils. That said, we didn't get any evils, so I think all fine.
I wouldn't recognise her if she's still up in my suit.
Pamela Anderson?
She's, well, no.
Oh, no. No,
like the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
Anyway, so excited about that. Also, when you accidentally fall asleep on, hold hands with, get on the back of, touch a stranger, more awful stories. And something we've noticed about the guys on Pointless, I'm not saying they're insincere, but anyway, you'll hear it all on the podcast. More evidence that your phone is actually listening to you and watching you. So I was on a website last night, right, just browsing some clothes, and then my mum's staying, so we had to watch Downton Abbey, the movie, literally the most boring 2 hours of my life.
Yep,
so boring.
They won't put that on the poster.
No, Scott Mills, literally the most boring 2 hours of my life. Anyway, so I'm online, I'm doing other stuff. I'm looking at clothes, right? What I don't like is that because I didn't go back to the website, I just looked and then left, I've now just got one going, hey, where did you go? Up to 75% off still. That's not okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean, where did you go?
Yeah, it is weird. I still don't fully understand how it works. Something to do with cookies.
It's
all I keep hearing.
It's all a bit aggressive for me. It's like, I'll decide if I want to buy it or not, thanks.
But you did go. That's the point.
Yeah, but now they, like, hey, where did you go being the email title? I'm not okay with that.
You should reply. I left for a reason.
I was watching Downton Abbey, the movie.
Scott Mills.
Do you know what? I learned so much from our listeners. I actually do. So, Nick, on the M6, says, what you're talking about online is called abandonment. So it can sometimes work in your favour. So a while ago, he put some furniture into his basket on a well-known website and just left it in there. Following day, gets an email from the website offering him 10% off, goes back, buys the items.
Ah, see, sometimes that's something you can do.
Works in your favour. Now, he regularly puts stuff in the basket, leaves it, and then waits for the office to come in.
Clever.
Abandonment. It's very good. Actually works in your favour. This is mad as well. My mate was telling me about a page on Instagram that cleans trainers. No one searched it. Get home. Page comes up. Sponsors on Insta. They are definitely listening. Yeah, they are.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rory from Aberdeen. This is peak Scottish, but I love it. So on a bus, he's talking to his mate about the famous Kilmarnock pie. Straight away on Instagram comes up Kilmarnock pie from a supermarket.
Oh,
I don't like it.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Guys, everyone's shook here at work today at Radio 1.
Why?
Because there's a new lady in the press office called Pamela Anderson and people can't cope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just got an email from Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome along, Pamela.
Hey, Pamela. That's mad, isn't it?
Well, it's not the Pamela Anderson that people might know off of...
No, but her name is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
I am shook to the core. It's like when that bloke Robbie Williams started working here.
Yes.
He's still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Still here.
You see Robbie Williams in the building quite a lot, actually. Ironic.
And then there was Rihanna. Do you remember the film Expert?
Yeah.
Rihanna and Robbie dated. Wow, okay. A lot of info
there. There's a lot on this.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cute message from Alice in Plymouth. Having one of those days where I just want to cry at everything, but listening to you guys is well funny, getting weird looks walking around town. Just smiling to myself.
Aww.
I'll take that as a massive compliment. Thank
you. Hope you're all right, Alice.
Yeah, I hope you're okay, Alice. Stephen Bath, hi. He's got Megan Fox working with him.
Oh, wow.
He says, not quite the same, but it still tingles to get the email.
Tingles to get the email? Is that how we're describing this now? When you get an email from lovely Pamela Anderson, who works here, you get a tingle.
Right, every time she sends me a press story, I get a little tingle. Yeah, because it's Pamela Anderson, it's the name.
It is a great email address, to be fair. Same
imagine,
with Robbie Williams.
Right,
yeah.
Imagine getting an email from Megan Fox. You know she works at your company, it's not the real one. It still gets a tingle. Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Chris. It's Chelsea. I spoke to you last week about Pointless.
Oh, yeah, we went on Pointless last week.
How'd you get on, Chief?
Well, were you the person that suggested we do a dab every time we get a correct answer?
Do a dab and say, yeah, like Usher and Lil Jon.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh.
And you'll find out why when you see the show.
Can you not tell me now?
They won't let us. No, they're very funny about things like that.
Oh, the tension's killing me.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't get too excited. Or maybe you should get excited. I don't know. Depends how you view things. Glass half full or glass half empty?
Glass half full.
We did spend some time in the bar, though, didn't we, Chris?
We had plenty of time in the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to get amongst it, haven't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, listen, we were thinking of you. The whole way there, we were trying to work out different celebrations that we could do, because obviously you can go through a number of rounds on that show, and therefore we thought we might need a number of different ways to celebrate.
I only gave you two, so you might have got, if you were really, you know, if you're going to make Pointless History round two.
It was enough.
Yeah. I actually remember saying to Chris when we were recording it, under my breath, when we were on the set, I was like, are you going to dab? Are you going to dab?
That's the thing, they say on the show as well, they say you're not allowed to confer. And the thing is, we weren't conferring about the answers at all. What we're stressing about is what we should do to celebrate.
I was like...
I mean, that was the main focal point.
Because they can hear you, because you've got microphones on. If you, like, whisper the answer to your partner, they will know and they'll stop the game. Oh, yeah. They take it serious, but I wasn't doing that. I was going, I'm going to dab. I'm going to dab all. Anyway, yeah, you'll find out soon enough what happens, but there is something that we've really noticed about when you appear on Pointless.
Okay.
Chelsea, if you keep listening, right?
Yeah.
We have noticed something about the lads from Pointless, Alexander and Richard, that they say to every guest.
Okay.
And it makes the guest feel better at the time, but they're just saying it.
Oh, okay then.
They don't mean it at all, I don't think. We'll discuss in a minute. Wait there. Scott
Mills. Okay, we're well lucky because we've been on Pointless a couple of times now, me and you. You've actually been on more than that, but together we've been on a couple of times. We did really, really well last time we were on.
We did.
And then this time we can't say.
No.
However...
We recorded this on Thursday.
Yeah.
We don't know, by the way, when it's going to be out on TV yet.
Yeah. What we did notice with the guys who present Pointless, though, is that they always say to me and Scott, they say, well, you must come back again. You know, we'd love to see you again. You must come back and do it again.
Thing is, right, I don't have the heart to say it, but they always do say that, and that's really nice of them. They come up and they're like, oh, well done, but you must come back and see us again. And...
Well, at first I thought it was sincere.
Yeah, but I want to say to them, babe, this is my fifth time.
Yeah, and here's the thing, they don't mean it. Because when they said it the first time, I was like, brilliant, we get to go on Pointless again, so we reboot. But then I was watching other celebrities doing Pointless, and it seems that they say it to literally all of them.
And here's the evidence.
Paul, you've only just made your first utterance on the show. Please come back and play again. Anyway, listen, it's been lovely having you here. Come and play again anytime you like. Brilliant performance, as ever, across the show. Lovely to have you here. Please come and play again. Sean and Rowetta, I'm so sorry. You're just going to have to keep coming back. Oh, naughty boy and Leslie. It's been such a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for playing. I'm sorry we have to say goodbye now, but come back and play again, please. Thank you. Oh, it's been lovely having you both here. Please come and play again. Tom and Ray. Thank you so much for coming to play. Come and play again, please. Always a joy to have please come back and play again. It's been lovely having you here. Lee and Arthur, please come back and play again as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Thank you both for showing me your owl.
There you are. Yeah, very well done. You. Come back and play again. Dear. you're both just going to have to come back. It's been lovely having you on the show, but please come and play again. Lars and Tim, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming and playing. It's been wonderful having you on the show. Please come and do it again. But please come back and play again. I'm sorry it's been so brief, but please come and play again. Milton and Ellie. Oh, Paul and Sarah, please come back and play again. It's been lovely having you here. But I'm afraid we have to say goodbye to you, Giovanni.
Thank you for having us.
Come and play again. Tommy and Jay, I'm sorry. Oh, the nice news is you'll just have to come back.
I don't think we can take it as a compliment anymore, Scott, sadly, because it seems that they say it to everyone. However, it did get me thinking that if they don't say that they'd like to see you again, that's a massive pie from them, isn't it? Like, what happened to Gary Lineker here? They never said it to him. They must absolutely
Harry
hate him.
They must what?
They must hate him.
Harry and Gary, it's been a real treat having you on. Thank you so much for playing. Brilliant. Harry and Gary.
Oh, that's awkward.
No invite back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, which poor intern had to sit and put that pointless montage together? Did it ourselves, actually.
Ish.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate it though. Thanks.
Have a look through all of these points. Should I tell you what it was though? Even when I first had a little look, literally every episode of Pointless that's out there, they say it.
It's not hard to find.
It's really not hard to find when you get a rhythm.
Which makes me feel upset because I really thought they meant it to us.
I know. It's just the insincerity of it, which is killing me.
Dan in Cheshire, it's like when you say love you bye, you don't mean it. I do though.
Scott Mills.
All right, I think we all need it. Feels like a long week. And yes, it is. Oh, is it still January? Jeez. Let's do Bumbleo.
I love the hairy porn.
Oh, much needed Bumbleo turnouts.
Here we go. Kate in Durham wants this brilliant bit of the Greg Athlon.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Robot Clarumpho there.
Gregory, hello.
Still one of my faves. Kristen, hi Christian from Colchester. Absolute classic from American TV news.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's blind.
I don't know how you get that so wrong.
But he's gay. He's blind.
Steph and Mel in Stowmarket want this bit of Inuna Bingo from Martin Clunes on the Rain Caddy Show.
I was just thinking, because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives, and that's the truth.
Okay.
Adam's been on. Do you remember this guy from Where Do You Think They Were?
Wushy?
What's that?
Do you want to hear how he said it?
Yeah.
Wushy.
Not okay. Flo in the office in Puddletown wants Radio 1's first ever website address, read out in the 90s by Pete Tong. It was really easy to get.
https://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
Thanks, Pete.
If you're out there on the internet, what does that mean?
He didn't know what he was saying.
If you're out there on the internet.
Yeah, but it was new. Hello, Mikey, the window tinter. He's got tints. Wants Chris saying goodbye to the tattoo shop prick in London on yesterday's show.
Thanks a lot. It's good to speak to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, make sure you see a prick like tattoo London.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for you, prick.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good one.
Matt in Cardiff wants this classic bit of Bradley Walsh from The Chase.
In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany? A, swimming. B, show jumping. Or C, skiing.
Jason in Nottingham, keeping it old school with a bit of...
Go on, pigs.
Wow. Yes. Then on Stupid Street yesterday, Tanya in Glasgow wants to be reminded of when we showed them a picture of Greta Thunberg and said, who's this?
I'm so bad at politics, but I think it's Angela Merkel.
And Sophie in Bude. Hello, Bude. Wants the Whistler from Ask Me Anything, David Morris, what a legend, on the show on Monday. He's present in your everyday life and you don't even know it. He does that advert.
No!
That's me, yeah.
Legend.
That's me. Bambolea, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Oh, I can't whistle, I'm rubbish. Oh, not forgetting Iris. I'm sorry, Becky in Cardiff.
Oh, the first night. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse.
We are from this morning yesterday with Phil and Holly.
Right, come on, let's do some shout-outs. Halfway through the week, everyone, this is what we do on a Wednesday.
Hey, Paul, he's straight and he's plumbing in Ashford. Lee is in Minorca. blue. Not even Mallorca, honey. Minorca. We've got Welsh Matt, bisexual, listening in Swansea this afternoon. Hi, I'm Tom, I'm straight, and I'm hedging on my tractor in Somerset.
Right. Hello to Joe and Raf. It's a bit of a clip request. We're not going to do it right now. Maybe next week. And hello, Stephen Siler, bumbling on the way back up to Kent.
Lauren, who's straight, taking her boyfriend out for a ride in her mum's car. Broom, broom. Jamie, straight in Kendall, getting a bit wet. It's pretty rainy in Kendall today.
Hello to Anne, Yaz Queen.
Lewis and Billy, delivering food, doesn't say. Sam and Josh in Newbridge. Oh, already.
I'm director of performing arts.
Spread it.
Hello, Stephen from Suffolk. He says, gives me master Billy. Love the gap today.
Jordan, straight in Shrewsbury, a postie. Dan Higgins. Bumbling hard in Colchester.
Hello to Patty, also bumbling in the car on the A303.
We've got another Dan who's currently at a BMW car dealership in Swindon called Dick Lovett. I bet he does.
And Dad and Lad in Kendall.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've all done it. We've been on a plane and just gently rested our head on a stranger by mistake. More of your stories coming up. We started this yesterday. We got so many messages.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Lewis.
Hiya.
Yes, where are you in Essex, please?
What's that, sorry?
Where are you in Essex?
I'm on my way back to Essex. I'm from Rayleigh.
Okay. Rayleigh, yes.
Yeah.
Spent some happy times there. What do you do, Lewis?
A build playground.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That sounds like one of those made-up jobs. Actual real, yeah?
Yeah, actually real.
So have you made one today?
Yeah. Finished that off.
There's a sense of achievement there. Do you know what I mean? What did you do today at work? I built an actual playground.
No, but that's what I mean. The thing is about playgrounds, you're building excitement there, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you don't sound too buzzing about it. Was it a shoddy job or what?
No, it weren't too bad. I've changed some kids' lives, you know.
What have you built?
just a swing set today.
Oh, nice.
Oh, just some swings.
Wicked.
So I go home from work, and I'm like, what did you do? Oh, I played sports team and Dermot Kennedy and camel fat.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we've added anything to the world when we go home. Do you know what I mean?
So
we've not built something.
You have, Lewis.
Changing lives, mate.
Changing lives every day. Here's what I've got for you on Bangers. What kind of music are you into, by the way?
Normally a bit of drum and bass.
Great. Okay, then. This is not drum and bass, but it is Pitbull.
No.
With hotel room service.
Yeah, but it seems to have another singer on this version as well. You got some extra one. This is some weird duet version.
I'm
sort of intrigued by it, though. All right, Lewis, you can have that, or my banger choice today is this.
Okay, you win.
This is Katie B on a mission.
Yeah,
I know what your choice is going to be, Lewis, already.
Yeah, it's pretty easy win, really.
Shall I just play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Get over and done with now. And that's from the darkness, I ain't
undercover. That one's on my prowess, rubbing off onto another. BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
There's something wonderful happening.
A crack in reality has appeared, and something is breaking through.
If he's some supernatural thing, what was he doing at the foot of my bed this morning?
Discover 10 mind-altering tales in a brand new drama series from a new breed of podcast creators.
This is me, the real me.
Murmurs on BBC Sounds.
It's beautiful.
Download the free app to listen.
B on a mission on BBC Radio 1.
I think the right choice won today. But also, your song that you put in there wasn't just Pitbull Hotel Room Service, as I remember it. You had some duet version with Nicole Scherzinger. Did you mean to have that?
No, I didn't even know that existed, but that is the that's the song I wanted, but I don't even know about this Nicole
version.
Mate,
I just had a little listen to it. It doesn't sound right. Do you want to have a listen? Press play.
Jim Johnson, Mr. 305. Remix, Nicole, de los Pussycat Dolls.
Well,
mami, tú estás como el bistec a la plancha.
Sure, John.
Tú sabes cómo.
What you got me doing, baby?
Meet me at the hotel room. What is she doing here? When did Nicole jump on this?
I don't know. I'm sort of intrigued to hear how awful the full thing would have been.
But we never will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, so that version of Pitbull Hotel Room Service with Scherzinger was already played on the 10-minute takeover this week with Greg. Damien says, Greg played it. It truly is as bad as you think it's going to be. It's like someone loaded the wrong version onto your playout system. Yeah, I'll look into that because...
That appears to be what's happened then.
I don't want that to be played every time.
Every time you go for Pitbull Hotel Room Service.
Yeah, because that version...
Disgusting!
Not for me.
It was one of yours.
It was one of yours! Anyway, I'll put the right version of Pitbull in. Leave that with me, Damien, and everyone else that's been messaging in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine being Emily Phillips. Not only did she fall asleep on someone in her sleep on a plane, lifted the armrest in her sleep and cuddled up on their lap. Woke up horizontal, kind of laid there, awake but still in lap for about 20 minutes going, right, so how am I going to get out of this for the rest of the 13-hour flight?
Right, that's horrible for her, but that's also horrible for the person she's fallen asleep on, because for them, they're fully conscious whilst this is happening, and that's well awkward.
Imagine being Cy, though. Cy's been on. So, on the subway...
I thought you meant Gangnam Style. I was like, that's... No. Wow, what a way to reappear.
Short for Simon.
Sy's on. Wow, Sy's chipping in. Sy's got in touch to chip in on this topic, has he?
All the way
welcome back, mate.
From South Korea. On the subway in Madrid, Sy, okay?
Mm.
See, now I can't get actual Sy out of my head.
For Gangnam Style.
Ah, mother, father, gentleman. That was the follow-up. Heavily supported by me, didn't do as well.
All right, Sy's been on.
Sy was on the subway in Madrid, rush hour, and really fit Spanish guy. There's a lot of those in Madrid. So the Spanish guy is holding the handrail next to Sy and starts stroking Sy's hand. Now, Sy is overwhelmed because doesn't normally get attention from someone this fit. So Sy starts stroking his hand back. Then he realised it was Sy's hand, the guy, the fit guy, realised it was Sy's hand. His girlfriend's hand was the next one along on the handrail.
Oh, easy mistake.
Scott Mills.
Amy.
Hello.
You had a shocker, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Go on.
So I was shopping on my own in Cardiff City Centre.
In St David's?
I was in St David's, yeah.
In Dewey Sand, yeah.
That's the one. And a woman grabbed onto my hand and I recoiled, sort of in horror, wondering why she was touching me. And she went, "Oh God, sorry, I thought you were my daughter."
Wow. And you weren't?
I was not, no, and I was 22 years old at the time.
How long were you in contact with her for?
Oh, only a few seconds before I pulled away.
God, there's so many... there's a couple of things wrong with that. One, you're not her child, but also you're definitely, I'm assuming, old enough to not be her child. So ever so slightly offensive there.
A little bit. I didn't enjoy it, but my friends thought it was funny.
Why did she confuse you for her child, do you think?
Probably because I'm quite short.
Ah, I got you. It's like, hello, I'm not a child, actually.
But where was the child?
I didn't see her. Well, I'm assuming it was a daughter, so yeah, I didn't see her. Scott
Mills. And hello, Ben.
Hello.
What happened?
So basically a few years ago, me and an old girlfriend were walking through Asda's. We're just walking up and down the clothes aisles, and I notice, she's taking her time looking and stuff, so I kind of walk on ahead. I walk on to the next aisle and just have this thought of like, maybe I can fit behind those blouses. So within a few seconds of thinking it, I'm behind these blouses waiting for my girlfriend to walk past.
When you say you're in the blouses, I don't understand. Yeah. Are you hiding in there?
Yeah, so I kind of like just stood in amongst the clothes, because obviously the racks go back a few, about a foot deep maybe. So I just kind of take it upon myself to just stand in amongst the blouses. I'm like just waiting for her to walk past. But at the time of day, it wasn't that busy, so I assumed the next person who's going to walk past would be her.
Yeah.
And I can hear somebody kind of walking past, so I jump out, blah, and I just look, and there's this like small elderly woman just looking at me with like a two-eyed face of disgust, and she's like, "You stupid boy, grow up," walks off. And in that meantime, I look to my left, and my girlfriend's just walking down the aisle, just shaking her head.
What Asda's is this, by the way?
Asda's in Bridgend.
Yes! That's a good one. I've been there a lot. Yeah. Also, I like when people add the S to the Asda's.
Yeah.
Tesco's.
Yeah. Tesco's, Asda's.
Asda's.
Yeah. Asda's.
But then Sainsbury's does have an S. Confusing.
Yeah, it's not Sainsbury, is it?
No.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Yeah. So, yeah, for the rest of the shopping trip, then I was waiting for like security to come and, come and grab a man who's jumping out to old women amongst clothes.
Yeah, it's weirder that you were in the blouses as well.
Yeah, I was with a girlfriend. She was in the woman's section, so... I know.
Yeah, that's an easy headline for the local paper. If
yeah. I know, but I just kind of tail tucked between my legs and just kept quiet for the rest of the shopping trip. Then. BBC Radio 1, The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's like, why are you playing Techno Clubland 92?
I wanted you to come off the back of that with a bit of confidence there.
What do you mean?
Just what, own
like,
it.
Full techno.
Yeah. So.
Ready, one. Coming up, Dreamer by Living Joy. And Otrodate Free.
That's what I want to love.
Calvin Harris. The Scott
Mills Daily. Do you know what would go really well over this old school sounding track by Calvin Harris? Pete Tong reading out Radio 1's first ever website address.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index.
Oh, here we go. Email of the day. Thanks for forwarding on your really boring work send toward emails, by the way.
Dear all, please all help yourselves to the tomatoes in the kitchen. I have left some sandwich bags there so that you can take them home if you would like to. Smiley face. Kind regards.
Well, the hours must fly by there. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.